T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and lift off.
Coach on Fire Radio.
I am the tire.
Well, hello, everybody. This is Michael Brooks, founder of the Coach on Fire Radio Network, and this is a very special edition of Ignite Your Life. We have a brand new Coach on Fire Radio host with us who I will introduce, or actually have himself introduce us in just a second. It's a gorgeous day out here in San Diego, 75 degrees, about 5 p.m. where our guest is in beautiful Atlanta. He has a great project that he's going to be telling us a little bit about that launches tomorrow. So I invite everyone to listen really closely because this is a world-changing project that we're about to discuss. And let me see if I can get Jeff in here, and we will get the ball rolling. Jeff,
hey, Michael.
Are you with us?
I'm here. Can you
hear
me?
How are you?
I'm doing great.
Can you hear me okay?
I can.
I'm good. How's everything? How's everything in Atlanta?
It's great. Actually, it's 75 degrees here as well.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
And,
we'll take it.
You were at a Braves game last night, so how did they do?
They did okay, except we lost Freddie Freeman for about 10 weeks. We're not too happy about that today.
Uh-oh.
But yeah, that's a tough
win. That's not good.
Not good at all. He was. We were looking at him to possibly be the MVP this year, so it could be a long summer here today.
Yeah.
But we'll keep going. That's right. That's what makes us fans. We pull no matter what. So we'll enjoy it.
As I say in baseball, next man up.
That's right.
Behind him.
That's
time
right.
to step up.
That's right.
Sometimes easier said than done. Jeff, you have a really, really exciting project, and we're going to make this quick, short, and sweet, and fast-paced today, and hopefully entertaining. You have a very, very inspiring project, but before I get into that, I want you to tell my audience and soon to be your audience on the Coach on Fire Radio Network a little bit about yourself and how you got to where you are today and how you came up with this exciting project, which we're going to dig deep into here just shortly.
Sure. Well, thank you very much. Once again, my name is Jeff Wolf. I live in the Atlanta area. I've lived here since 1980, which practically makes me a native of Atlanta as we see it here. I live here with my wife and two kids and my dog, and we love it here. I'm currently the director of marketing for Deutz Corporation, which is a 152-year-old engine manufacturer based out of Germany. And prior to that, I owned my own business for about 5 years called Flex Marketing Solutions. I still own that company. I've spent my entire career in marketing, and I love what I do. So this
awesome.
Is, yeah, thank you. So
awesome. Jeff, a lot of our audience are business owners or aspiring business owners that kind of just get burned out with the corporate lifestyle and are looking for a change. But a lot of people confuse sales and marketing, and marketing sometimes sounds, I run into this with my own clients, sounds sleazy or distasteful to them. Do you have a really good definition that of marketing that might dispel that myth?
Absolutely. And every time we have a quarterly sales meeting, when we bring all of our sales guys in, I have a presentation that I give. And it always starts off with some jet airplanes that are on an aircraft carrier ready to take off at dawn. And I always tell them that the way we look at marketing in our department, in our company, is that marketing partners with sales. So our job isn't to come in afterwards and drop the promotional items and the C rations after the fact. Our job is to kind of soften up the landscape a little bit so that our sales force can go in there and make an easier sale. So marketing includes marketing
like
intelligence. Yeah, and the guys kind of get a kick out of it, and they actually laugh every time I start it off because they expect to see that slide. So it's what's that?
Go ahead.
And
continue.
So it's basically I believe strongly that marketing partners with sales. Now I know a lot of times in organizations that the sales team isn't overly excited with the marketing department because they don't typically communicate well together. And my opinion, it doesn't matter what department you work in, we're all in sales. So whether you are the receptionist or you're the president of the company or you work out in production, there are things that we do every single day that pertain to marketing and pertain to sales. So
absolutely no question.
Yeah.
And most people don't realize that almost whatever they do, you know, whether it's, you know, something in education or virtually everything is related to sales. And in a way, everything is related to marketing as well.
Absolutely.
You can definitely look at that. And and I love your definition as what did you say? Smoothing it.
Use the
aircraft carrier analogy.
Yeah,
we go in early. The landscape. I love that.
Soften it up. Thank you.
Yeah, and in the online environment and the online marketing environment, softening the landscape is exactly what content marketing and providing value does for a business owner's business. It drives that sales engine by providing value, content, and even entertainment in some cases. We do kind of a combination of both here in the Coach on Fire Radio Network. All of our hosts give tremendous value and content, things and tips that people can take to the bank and use not only in their lives or in their business, depending on the host and the show. And that is, in a way, marketing. It's not directly selling something, but it is certainly softening that landscape. And almost anything you do from a marketing perspective is going to relate to that sale, and it's going to soften that landscape to make that.
Absolutely. And if it's done right, especially online, it's working even when you're sleeping. So, you know, the messaging is very important. The user experience is extremely important. And the ability to follow up afterwards quickly, not necessarily with the right answer, but just to get back with the customer or the prospect and then get back with them again with the right answer or the pricing or whatever it is that they need. Because nowadays we have so many options, and no matter what we sell, we have to be number one when it comes to responsiveness and caring for the customer.
Absolutely. And that's a little bit, off where we wanted to go tonight, but I think that gave all of our aspiring business owners or current business owners a really, really good refresher on the difference between marketing and sales, and what a great line, softening the landscape for sales. Remember that, everyone.
Thank
that's
you.
A great line, and you can quote Jeff Wolf on that.
Yes, absolutely, and take
Jeff
it as your own
quote,
if you'd like.
Jeff Wolf, exactly. Yeah, quote Jeff on that. Be fair and quote Jeff. Project Uncharted, Jeff, it is fascinating to me. Since I've gotten to know you over the last week or so, I've looked into it a little bit. It is definitely inspiring. It is world-changing. What is it, and how did you come up with the idea?
Thank you very much. Well, I came up with the idea almost 4 years ago to the day. I was a business owner myself and still am. And during that time, I tend to read a lot of inspiring articles or biographies. It's just the type of thing that fuels my imagination and my desire sometimes. And I don't know exactly what it was that got me to think about this, but I decided to purchase a domain and tie it in with authors actually at that time who I've always been excited and inspired by authors because I believe we all have a story to tell, but most of us just don't do it. So what I was planning to do was have this project where we would share, you know, some ideas and how people got started and that sort of thing. That was 4 years ago when I was in business for myself. And of course the listeners know if you're in business for yourself, we eat what we kill, and we're working all the time, right? So I never really had
Absolutely.
Time to Yeah, I mean, if you're doing it right, you're pretty busy. So I never really had time for that, but it was in the back of my mind. And when I took this job with Deutz Corporation, now I have a little more time for something like that. And it turned into really not a project, or actually it is a project, but more of a passion for me. So what I'm doing, and what I'm going to do with the help of your listeners and everyone around the country, is we're going to identify people who have gone through a struggle, whether, and I know your listeners out there can identify with this, whether we've gone through either a health issue, or people have told us all of our lives that we just can't do something, or we told ourselves that we couldn't do it for the longest time. And maybe we've fallen down three times, but we've gotten up four. And so we're all inspired by those stories of business owners and artists and musicians and nonprofit founders who have struggled a little bit, but have gotten up and have gotten the job done. And if we look at statistics today, 92% of all of us, and I'm included, will fall short on our New Year's resolutions this year. 8% will stick it out for the entire year. And for some reason, along the way, we get tired, we get busy, we lose faith in ourselves, we fall down three times and we just get tired. But we're so close, Michael. Many times we're so close. And there are stories out there that can inspire us. And we all know about the famous stories, right? That's what our country was founded on, George Washington and Abraham Lincoln lost 9 elections before he was elected president, I believe. And we just look at the fabric of our country. It's built on falling down and getting back up. So, but sometimes we tell ourselves, well, I can't really identify with that because those were different people, or that was a different time. But we look at things today. Did you know that Steven Spielberg actually, flunked out of film school 3 times? Oprah Winfrey was told that she wasn't fit for television, and now she owns a network. And Beyonce was told that she couldn't sing, and for the longest time she battled depression, and yet she sings very well, right? So we have these examples that we know about, but every day we pass by people that are either on the bus, they're in our office, they're at the school, they're in the civic groups, people that we pass by every day who have fallen down several times and gotten back up. And when we hear their stories, it does something for us, and it also does something for them. So it gives us a little added fuel and a little extra kick in our step, and also their step as well, because it allows them to share with everyone the journey that they've taken. And really, life is sometimes, actually most of the time, more about the journey than the destination. So
yeah,
by allowing – what's that, Michael?
I was saying that I've interviewed an awful lot of high-profile people throughout my career and when I worked for President Reagan. And all of them have struggled in one form or another, and whether they're famous or not. But the famous ones are the ones we know about. I teach a course on Walt Disney, and of course, on the brink of bankruptcy almost twice, and went bankrupt once, was told that he was absolutely crazier than the Mad Hatter when he came up with Disneyland. In fact, to the tune of being turned down by not one, not two, not even 10 banks, 300 different banks turned him down. But that persistence in going to 300 banks, when would most people quit, and say, this is not in the cards, I'm not going to get the financing that I need? He went to 300 different banks, and finally he found one in his own backyard, a bank headquartered in San Francisco, California at the time, Bank of America. To this day, Disney, the Disney Corporation, is loyal to Bank of America. He didn't realize he would find the bank in his own backyard, basically in California.
Wow.
But they finally took a chance on it. And really, quite literally, the rest is history when it comes to Disney and Disneyland and Disney World. But it took him 300 different banks and applications, and many of them he would just get on the phone and talk to them, and they told him he was crazy and he needed to be put in a straitjacket and locked up. And
that's right.
And they would hang up on him. But he kept going and going and going because he had had that dream for 20 years. Now, Walt Disney, you know, is famous to us. But there was a time when he wasn't, when he was just a little unknown cartoonist and, you know, and went through a lot of turmoil and a lot of abuse and things like that. How many stories out there from regular people are there like that that can change somebody's life? And that's what's so inspiring about what you were doing, just from ordinary people that might live next door to you or down the exactly. street or, you know, a coworker. Something like that, and that's why what you're doing is so inspiring, so needed, and as far as I know, there's nothing like this out there, is there, Jeff? You're the first one to
not
do something like this?
Not that I know of. Not that I know of. I mean, there are similar things, obviously, but what we're going to do is we're going to shoot a 2 to 3 minute video on these stories. So we'll shoot the video. We'll include it on our website, along with the story, along with some really nice photography, because each of these stories deserves to be honored the right way. So we're gonna take our time. It might take us a while to get the first few, but we'll shoot these videos. They'll be professionally produced videos. That in fact, the videographer is the one that we use for our company, Deutsch Corporation. So it'll be well
nice.
Done, and we'll include those on the website, and then we'll syndicated all across the web. So right now we've been working on the social media platforms, which, you know, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And then once we get the videos going, we'll have a YouTube channel and Vimeo, and we'll add Pinterest to the mix, and
uh-huh.
we'll get those stories out there in across the country and get people inspired. And then once we get enough hits to the website where I can justify you know, going to the corporations in this country and asking them if they would like to participate by sponsoring these stories, then we'll have something really big, and we'll be able to offer the corporations a chance to put a, you know, maybe a 15 or 20 second commercial in the beginning of the video. So
there you go.
It's very similar to the YouTube. So,
right. Yeah, exactly.
So last year.
And building
yeah,
that
and
whole.
So,
social media back end is it will make it allow it to go viral. I'm involved in another project right now that's not identical to yours, but very similar in the terms of the structure and how it's being developed and what it's being done with the whole back end. And that will allow these stories from ordinary people to actually go viral and then, you know, give some, you know, sponsors some exposure as well by helping distribute that message that is so needed in the world today. It's just an awesome idea.
Well, thank you very much. We're very excited about it. I've had some help along the way. Everyone I've talked to about it, they're asking, you know, how can I help? I'd love to volunteer. I'd love to do this, love to do that. And they're pushing me to go faster, and we're going fast. We're going to be able to get the website up, I believe, by tomorrow. But
nice.
We're keeping our ears open. We're, you know, as soon as, and Michael, as the story ideas come in, you know, I really don't know if we're going to get inundated or if we're going to get 10 or 15. I really don't get a sense at this point, but I can tell you this, that each story that comes in, we're going to hear each and every one of them out. They all deserve to be heard. And then we'll make a decision to get maybe 3 or 4 of them done, so to speak, with a video and the whole nine
uh-huh.
yards. And then we'll start reaching out to corporations. And I already have a one of the technical colleges here in Georgia that's very interested in participating with a video and the, you know, some footage in the beginning of one of the stories. And so we'll be able to show a corporation what that looks like. And so
yeah, nice.
I'm very excited.
Very nice.
Yeah. So you have to show them what it looks like first, or else it's a big
exactly.
mess for companies. So, you know, coming from Atlanta, obviously I'm very excited because Atlanta is the city of the Phoenix, right? Rising from the ashes.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, it just makes sense if I can find something here in Atlanta, but I'm not focusing on Atlanta because whatever we're led towards, that's what we're going to go with. I don't care if it's in Las Vegas or New York or you know, Michigan. It doesn't matter to me. As long as we provide
mm-hmm.
some inspiring stories that people can draw some inspiration from. And, you know, really that's the big deal it behind all of this.
Right.
None of it's about me. I could be doing other things right now, but my kids are getting older. I don't coach baseball any longer. I'm not a scout leader any longer because my son's growing up. And so I'm not much of a golfer. If you see me on the golf course, you'll wear a helmet, I guess. Right. So, I mean, there's, yeah, I mean, you would need a helmet, and goggles maybe if you saw me with a golf club.
And goggles.
I'm that bad. Yeah. I mean, you know, you'd have to take down a tree probably when I'm done, but, but I just, all of my life, I've been very interested in things that inspire us and things that can keep us going, because I believe we've all been underdogs at one time, and we all have a story to share, and we all have a way that we can boost each other up. And so that's what this is all about for me.
Very, very cool. All right. We are talking, this is a special edition of Ignite Your Life. We are talking to Jeff Wolf, who has one of the most inspiring projects I've heard about in a long, long time, called Project Uncharted. And we've got a few more minutes here. Jeff, now, how are the stories to be submitted? And if I'm correct, tomorrow is your opening day. So where do people go, and how can they submit stories, and what's the format they're going to submit them in? Let's walk through that for everyone.
Absolutely. There's a few different ways. So currently, right now, if you went to my company's website, I do have a page there, which is flexmkt.com, which is short for Flex Marketing Solutions. I do have a Project Uncharted page where you can go on the page, you submit your contact information and a little synopsis about the story. So you'll provide your name, your email address, your phone number, if you wish. Maybe we start off with email. However the person submitting feels comfortable, that's how I'll respond back. And then a synopsis on the story. And then click send, it'll come to me. Tomorrow, I'll have the website up. I'll have a page on the website where people can submit a story the same exact way. So you go to the page, you type in your name, your email address, your phone number, and then a synopsis of the story. Click send, it'll come to me. You can send me an email directly if you'd like. My email address is Jeff, J-E-F-F, projectuncharted.com. And that's not unchartered, it's uncharted, which isn't really a common word, which is
right.
Why I like it. So it's projectuncharted.com. Or you can call me on my cell phone. And again, I work a great deal during the day, but I will return every single phone call. My number is area code 770-378-1510. And again, it's 770-378-1510. So there are multiple ways.
We will put all that information out on the replay blurb, so you can get a hold of it. Is there a limit to how many stories you accept, Jeff?
What I would like to do eventually, and the thing is, I'm not gonna shotgun blast them, right? So if we do three or four, I'm gonna stage them where we might do two per month, so that we're getting the right amount of coverage for each story. So I believe that maybe and I might be wrong. We'll modify as we go, because that's how life is. I envision doing two per month.
Evolve.
Absolutely. And getting them out there. So. That's what I'm thinking. Two per month. We can go more. What's that, Michael?
I was saying, and you've got a brand new radio show that's going to correspond with this. What are you going to be doing on that in the coming weeks? And when does that premieres? Next week sometime, but I don't recall the day and time. I don't have our show schedule in front of me for next week. But you're going to premiere a show where you're going to be talking a lot about how, you know, the structure of this and the stories that are going to be coming in and things like that. But can you just expand a little bit on what your show is going to be about in the coming weeks as your project goes forward and your radio show?
Absolutely. We'll talk about the mechanics, but you can only talk so much about that. What we're going to do is we're going to bring on some guests. We're going to talk about some of the challenges that our guests have gone through, whether we're in the process of writing a story or not. And we'll also showcase some things that are taking place around the country that you might not have heard about that are also uncharted. So, for instance, here in Atlanta, we have an excellent technical college, Gwinnett Tech, who's actually placing 99% of their students directly into the marketplace. And,
nice.
And that's off the radar.
Wow.
That's incredible. And I've done a lot of work with them. We've donated engines to their program, and I've gotten to know them very well and have worked with as a judge on different contests where students will represent the entire college and go across the state representing our technical schools, because frankly, our technical schools right now are uncharted. We've told our children for the longest time to be English majors and this and that, but yet maybe they come out of school and they can't find something right away, and they've been pushed away from some areas. So it's kind of off the beaten path a little bit. It's uncharted. And we'll also talk with some people that we're working with on the stories, but it's so early in this process that I might have to kind of reach in and grab some folks that we're talking with about doing a story on, just to kind of get their message out there, because whether the story is in the process of being filmed or not, it's still a powerful story.
Absolutely. Very cool. And your show premieres what day next week and what time?
I don't recall. I believe it's going to be during anywhere between six and eight. And I believe it was going to be
Thursday.
Yeah, I believe
it's going to be at seven. But we haven't announced the day yet. Is that right? So we'll announce that.
I believe we haven't announced the day, but whatever day it is, I'll be ready.
Okay. Yeah, you'll be ready. And we are going to get that going next week as Project Uncharted begins to launch, which is just so, so exciting. Okay, Jeff, we've got a couple of minutes here. We are talking to Jeff Wolf. This is a special edition of Ignite Your Life. I'm Michael Brooks, founder of the Coach on Fire Radio Network and the brand new WaveMaker 2017, which the public is going to be hearing a lot more about later on this week, actually. We launch tomorrow, too, to the public. So, big launch day, Jeff. How about that? Very, very cool.
Absolutely. I appreciate that.
It must be something about this Friday that people are launching, or at least you and I are. So, very, very nice.
It's a big day.
Who's the most inspiring person that you've ever met, and what advice did they give you?
Oh, gosh. That I ever met. I've met a lot. Recently I've met some people just talking about this concept, and I've shared it with some people, and some of the stories that I've heard, one in particular, the person who was a security guard at the Las Vegas Convention Center, of all meetings, right? And someone who had gone through several trials and tribulations through childhood and is still a child, is working hard to become a hip-hop singer and actually producing her own music and her own videos. And to me, that's inspiring. Or there's the guy that I met that works on our trade show booth, actually, who has invented something that I think in a few years we're all going to hear about, if he can just find the time to do it. And I keep asking him to do that. Or there's, my father, who worked his entire career at General Electric and didn't go to college. I was the first person in my family to go to college. And all he would say to me is work hard and enjoy what you're doing. So he would be the closest person to me, but we come across people all the time that are just inspiring, that get up all the time and I'm sure I might even change my answer tomorrow, after I talk to some people. It's just, they're all around us.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.